Trump vows expansion of pro-American worker agenda as Biden offers flooded labor market. By John Binder on August 24, 2020. President Donald Trump is vowing to expand his pro-American worker agenda through more immigration restriction as Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden offers a vision for a flooded labor market with increased foreign competition. This week, Trump unveiled his second-term agenda, which mimics his 2016 agenda of economic nationalism, immigration in the national interest, and bringing American troops home from abroad. Trump's immigration agenda details six major goals such as ending welfare use by illegal aliens, outlawing sanctuary jurisdictions, dismantling of foreign gangs and cartels, and ensuring that legal immigrants who want to permanently remain in the U.S. can financially support themselves. Most significantly, Trump is seeking to expand his cracking down on corporations that outsource American jobs to imported foreign visa workers, often on H-1B and L visas. Trump recently took major action against the federally owned Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, for their outsourcing plans whereby executives were laying off American employees but forcing them to train their foreign replacements beforehand. After pressure from Trump and his firing of Chairman Skip Thompson, TVA officials have said they are dropping the outsourcing plans and reviewing CEO Jeff Lyash's $8 million salary. The move garnered much support from the TVA union and advocates against outsourcing. "This is why America elected Trump," attorney John Miano said. The latest Reuters/Ipsos poll revealed that a majority of undecided voters support reducing immigration on the basis of protecting the jobs and wages of Americans. In contrast, Biden is offering voters an immigration plan that will flood the U.S. labor market with 11 to 22 million illegal aliens who will be able to legally compete for jobs against America's working and middle class, in addition to preserving the diversity visa lottery program that gives out more than 50,000 visas randomly every year. Specifically, Biden is again seeking to expand the number of H-1B foreign visa workers that multinational corporations and outsourcing firms can import to take high-paying white-collar jobs rather than hiring qualified Americans. The Biden plan would allow potentially hundreds of thousands more H-1B foreign visa workers to compete against American graduates and professionals for scarce, coveted jobs. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans annually potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. Biden also is looking to increase the number of foreign workers who arrive permanently in the U.S. to take jobs beyond the annual cap of about 140,000. Those with doctorates in STEM fields would be provided green cards upon their graduation, allowing them to enter the U.S. labor market immediately to compete against American graduates. Biden believes that foreign graduates of the U.S. doctoral program should be given a green card with their degree, and that losing these highly trained workers to foreign economies is a disservice to our own economic competitiveness, the campaign's platform states. A critically consequential policy that Biden offers voters is one where businesses lobby local and state officials to bring more foreign workers to their regions so as to hire them instead of hiring Americans. The policy, once championed by former Democrat presidential primary candidate Pete Buttigieg, would create a new visa program to drive up population growth in small and medium-sized U.S. towns and cities. As president, Biden will support a program to allow any county or municipal executive of a large or mid-sized county or city to petition for additional immigrant visas to support the region's economic development strategy, provided employers in those regions certify there are available jobs, and that there are no workers to fill them, the platform reads. Biden's plans would come even as tens of millions of Americans are out of work due to economic shutdowns spurred by the Chinese coronavirus crisis. This year, Congressional Budget Office, CBO, research confirmed what many economists have stated for decades, that mass immigration has a negative impact on the wages of America's working and middle class. Mass immigration has served as a boon for corporate executives, Wall Street, and real estate investors as a booming population drives up housing prices, flattens the cost of labor, and expands the consumer pool. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in the country. In addition, Another 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.